Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Tonight's host, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn. How you doing? Not smiling, but...
Not good.
But you're here.
Not good.
We'll pass right over you.
Not
Gary
good.
Wyatt, the man on a mission, always on a mission. Gary Wyatt, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
I know how Jay's doing. How are you doing?
Oh, I don't dare ask.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, hey.
Okay.
It's bright out there.
Yes, it is.
Takes me time to adjust.
Yes.
I come from outside to inside.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I gotta say.
All right.
What about those Kings?
I haven't kept up. What's going on with that?
Maybe that's why I'm sick. I'm
your. Give us an update. Tell me what's happening with the Kings.
The Kings are Stanley Cup champions. How's that?
Oh, they won.
Beat them in double overtime.
You know what? That's good. They went to some close games like that. Cause that's not the first double overtime.
Oh no. But it's the second one the Kings have won.
Right.
And in my book, that's all that matters. But no, the Rangers did play good hockey. And whoever watched that game, it was one hell of a game from start to finish.
Wow.
It was a good game. Period. For me, I'm glad the Kings came out on top, but the Rangers was playing some good hockey.
Gotta give props to the Rangers. Huh?
Yes. Oh yeah. No, it was from start to finish. It was good hard hockey, playing good hockey. JJ, I'm sorry about your New York.
Hey, congratulations to the LA Twinks.
Yeah.
Spurs and the Heat. Spurs won over. That's like hockey, but it's basketball.
Like hockey.
That ain't nothing like hockey.
It's just, I don't know the rules of hockey, so it's like hockey until you guys explain it to me.
No, man.
How about soccer or football? You guys keep up on any of that?
There's a big difference between that. Huge difference.
Not if the Rangers play like they're playing basketball, they can't even beat the Kings.
There's a big difference.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I won't rub it in. Because I don't watch any of that stuff.
No, I'm more than happy to rub it in.
No, I bet you are.
And Del Kane, how's them Penguins doing, pal?
They rank up there with the...
Yeah. No, they're all playing golf together.
Rangers took them Penguins out first round.
Yes, they did.
Sent them north the first round of the... Yes.
No soccer for you guys?
What soccer?
It's the big soccer thing going on right now. Oh, the world...
I don't know nothing about
it.
It
has something else to do with the ball.
Oh,
it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all run up and down and... Whatever.
I mean, when you bring up football, the NFL, the National Felons League, you know, that's coming up real soon.
I know, that is. But, hey, let's talk motorsports.
Oh, is that what we're doing here? Could have fooled me.
Man, does it seem like the traffic today is extra busy? I mean, I could not turn anywhere without getting stopped in traffic, man. It was unbelievable
today.
Have
you noticed the license plates out there?
A lot of out-of-towners or what?
Yeah, you got that right, man.
Maybe that's what it is.
Every fifth car is from out of state. It's vacation time.
You know, maybe it has to do, because I did notice some a lot from all over Illinois, and there's a couple rental places near my house where they're party houses, but the
over by
my house. Okay. Yeah, no, China, I'm not happy about it.
That west side.
Told you, you got to watch out for that west side, Gary. You know, they make sweeps out there at the west side.
They do. I mean, maybe they're here for the soccer, I think. Because I've seen, like, some people with Brazil and all kinds of stuff on their T-shirts. It's where the World Cup, I don't know what they call it, is happening. The FIFA World Cup.
Here's what I think of that soccer.
Soccer.
Hey, we got to give them respect, because people probably think that of racing and...
Following the Tour de France. At least that's got wheels.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. You see the price of gas? I think it's the first time in 15 years diesel is cheaper than regular, man. Yeah.
And that's not because diesel went down. It's because the other price went up.
And you know, since you've said that,
it's $3.65 where I pump for diesel. It's $3.89 for regular.
Tim called me just to tell me that a week or so ago. He was like, "Hey Gary, diesel is cheaper than gas."
Again, diesel did not drop in price. Other gas went up.
But if you own a diesel, you'll feel so much better,
Well, isn't that how it always used to be? Diesel was less than regular gas.
But that was 20 years ago, pal.
Well, exactly, the way it should be.
And listen, I hear that the gas bill is so much. Why do you have a diesel? It's so much more. It's so much more.
You must be married.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it to Costco? It's cheaper.
They don't have diesel. Sorry. They don't have diesel.
Hey, now's your chance to rub it back.
No. I'm sure in a matter of 3 months, we're going to hear about the gas bill again.
You're giving it 3 months?
Yeah, it'll come down from... Obama shooting it through the roof with Iraq and Iran. We should get up to $4.50 by the end of his term.
Maybe we should extract oil from that part of the country.
Yeah, maybe we just ought to use our own. How's that?
We don't have any. Oh, man.
So, how's it going? Yeah. I made it out to the bull ring this weekend.
How was it?
It was good.
A lot of people in the stands?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Lots of people.
Cool. Yeah. Of course, it was their Chris Trickle Father's Day special.
Yep. Chuck Trickle turned 70 on the 19th.
Oh, wow.
So and he was running 70.
He actually ran?
Yeah, he raced.
Nice. Yep. Cool deal.
Yep. Came out of retirement. And raced. Now I don't know if he's going to race again.
Probably not.
He raced the car that Chris Trickle last drove.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
He has that car stored in one of his front garages, and they pulled it out to race that car here at the Bullring.
Cool. That's pretty cool. So. How was the super late model turnout?
It was good. It was good.
They had twins, right?
Yes. Twin 35s. Dennis Rock won the second one, and Gaffarini won the first one.
Wow. The Wizard.
Nice.
The Wizard in victory lane. Hey, isn't this Dennis Rock's second?
Dennis Rock's second. I think...
Wizard's fourth?
Third or fourth, yes.
Right.
This year.
Yeah. This year.
Yeah. Yep. How'd Kaylee do?
Who's that?
Little Kaylee Barker.
Who's that? I don't know who that is.
Is she listening anymore to us, or did she stop?
The last thing I heard out of that young lady's mouth was, "I didn't hear the show."
What?
I didn't want to hear nothing else.
Was the 34+2 car out there?
Yeah, it was out there.
Yeah. Anybody else out there?
I didn't see nobody else, though.
Really?
No.
Nobody with Kaylee shirts?
Yeah, I did see a couple Kaylee shirts. Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Mike, do you have a Kaylee shirt?
I don't have a Kaylee shirt.
Gary, do you?
Yeah, I don't have a Kaylee shirt.
KayleeBarker.com shirt?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I don't have a shirt. Yes.
And they had an on-track autograph session?
Yes.
And you didn't see her at the car? No?
Yes. I seen her around the car.
Oh, around the car.
Now, if she drove the car, I don't know.
We don't know whether she was in the car.
No, I don't know
that.
No.
But there were people out there with
Kaylee
Barker
shirts. Yes. And no, I don't have one.
I don't have one.
You guys didn't bring me a shirt?
I don't have a shirt.
We don't have. Okay, we're going to have to speak to Mr. Foray.
Yes.
I think we need to
take this above. Oh,
let's go to Vicky's.
Vicky. There you go.
Go to the boss.
She's in the one.
We'll go to the boss.
I think we need to go above Ron. So wherever we need to go.
Wow.
Yes.
And she doesn't listen.
No, she doesn't listen. Now, when I talk to Ron... He said he listens every weekend.
Yeah.
Or every week. I'm sorry.
Ron have a shirt?
Ron had a shirt.
Ron had a shirt.
How lucky he is.
Do you have a shirt, Mike?
Well, what do these shirts look like?
They're blue.
Blue shirts? I don't have a blue shirt.
You don't have it? I don't have one. Gary, you got one.
I don't got a shirt.
I don't got a shirt.
Maybe we'll do a shirt exchange.
Okay.
Yeah. Get some On Wheels Now shirts in exchange for us.
I wonder who we got to see to get a Kaylee Barker shirt.
If you want to call in, number 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. If you just want to call in and say you got a Kaylee Barker shirt, that's fine. Let us know because we don't have one here.
That's right. We don't have a Kaylee Barker shirt. We're not privileged enough to have her shirt.
Now, of course, you can go to KayleeBarker.com website, find out more about Kaylee Barker and what her team's doing at KayleeBarker.com. That's,
Do they have a shirt for sale?
I don't know.
Can you get a shirt from the website?
We're gonna have to go online and go to the website, see if we can buy, if somebody can buy a shirt.
My computer don't go to that website. My computer won't make it that far.
So, if she wasn't there, where did the car finish this weekend?
In the first race, that car,
This
blue car we're talking 34 about.
34 plus 2.
Yes.
That you get a shirt.
I don't get a shirt.
Session.
Yes.
Yeah.
That car, I believe, finished fourth in the first one and seventh in the second one.
Well, so she's getting up there. She's staying up there.
Well, I had spoke to her. I didn't see her nowhere, but I had spoke to her dad after the race.
Ron.
And they're having handling issues.
Handling issue, what is it, washing out or?
Yeah, it keeps
pushing?
Washing out, going. I can't see three, but me and Ron's been talking about it, and he says it's the bump stops that is causing the front end to do what it's doing.
To set and then wash.
Yes. So, and whoever was driving it the other night, I can see inside, and they're kind of fighting the wheel. But with Foray and his group and Ron, I'm sure they're going to get it situated.
Away.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. And
we got somebody on the line. Phone's ringing. No.
No.
Well, you know, for having issues, she's actually doing pretty good, you know, and that's really good to see her up front.
And again, I spoke to Ron, and they said they were trying something, and in my eyes, it's probably just not fitting with her program, you know. So, of course, we all drive the car differently.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and I don't believe, like, the Super Stocks, them guys don't run bumps, I don't believe, out there on the Super Stock division. I think
I don't know.
I don't know if they're allowed to run bump stops.
I don't know. There's they had just a couple of those out there.
Right.
This weekend, and
you didn't happen to go, did you?
No, I was. I'm still reeling from. I have no idea what's wrong with my stomach.
No?
Still a little under the weather. That's usually I'm doing fantastic, but
hold on, we got somebody on the line here.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Are you there?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Ron?
I'll talk to the finance department about getting you guys a shirt, but I just need to know what size.
The finance department?
Yeah, no,
Is that Vicky?
Yeah.
Okay, now we know who we got to go to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to go right to the top.
Exactly, to the president and finance department.
Finance, photographer, PR rep, you name it. Vicky's taking care of it.
Yeah, you got to watch out, Ron. These guys really like to bust everybody. Everybody's. They're still busting me by giving them shirts from years ago. So.
Do you think maybe she's listening tonight?
I don't know. I know she was getting picked up from. She was out doing some PR stuff today, getting picked up, and she should be listening. I'm not sure if she has access to the computer or not. If not, she'll definitely be listening on your replay a little bit later.
Oh, you can get us on a smartphone too.
Yeah, she's getting a new phone. Her phone isn't working right now. And then she used to listen on her iPad, but when school got let out, had to turn it back in.
Oh. Oh, well. Hey, we got some shirts here for you, too, guys.
Oh, they are listening right now, by the way.
Oh. Okay, well, let me put our order in. We'll take one extra child small for Michael.
Yeah, I wish.
I take an extra large, and Gary's, you'll probably have to order from Acme Parachute Company.
JJ, you're bad tonight. Jeez.
So there you go. There's the sizes out there.
Good enough. I'll get with the finance department. I'll make sure you get them right away.
All right. I appreciate it, Ron. I know these guys give you a hard time. I don't try to give you a hard time.
Yeah, it's all about having fun, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's it.
Hey, Ron, if we didn't give you a hard time, who would?
Exactly, right?
The finance department.
Well, I didn't make it out to see you guys at the show this weekend, but I heard you guys did fairly well, so congrats.
We're still working on some on the car. I think we finally found the problem, so
good deal.
We should be shining soon.
Am I correct on the 4th and 7th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, those are not bad finishes, I mean, by any means.
Yeah, that's what we're looking
for. Oh, no, exactly.
Like I said, we've had an issue with the car, and ever since we put it on bumps, it's made it even worse. So I think, again, we finally found out what the problem is.
Cool.
You should see a big change shortly.
Hey, you know, Ron, on that note, back in about 2000, I discovered if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So.
Yeah, don't you know that, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you guys are giving them, other guys with all that experience, a run for their money, so it's good to see you guys up there on any given night. It's just a matter of time. You guys are going to get some wins up there, and looking forward to seeing that in the future.
Well, you know. We look forward to it ourselves, and I can't thank you guys enough for the tidbits you throw on your radio station. It's pretty cool.
No, we appreciate you guys listening and everything you guys do for us.
Well,
too,
not
so.
Kaylee. She don't listen. She told me herself she don't listen.
Now I'm going to have to go get her one to make sure she listens.
Dude, these guys end up costing us all money.
Check with the finance department.
Hey,
talk to the finance department.
Hey, Ron, before you go buy her that, do you think I can get my shirt out of her?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Shirts first.
You're talking to the kid. You got to talk to the mama on the shirt. She's the one that controls that part.
Well, I think you guys are doing fantastic. Wait, you only got 6 races in the book on this car. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, I think we had a couple of double mains, but it's like, 6 or 7 races total. And it's just a bug that we've had in the car since the beginning, and we're chasing it. I mean, I know we were running faster earlier in the year, and then we threw it on bumps and just magnified what we've got going on the problem. But it's real simple. The chassis hits the ground. So every time she goes in the corner, she's on the chassis, not on the tires. The tires are in the air, so.
It's just lifting it up and pushing out.
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds good.
And that's why Gary's looking at her car just shooting up in the center of the turn instead of turning, and that's exactly what's happening.
All right.
Well, as far as bomber mechanics go, if you need a hand with a roll of duct tape or something, I can help you take the body up off the frame, take it off the car. Let me know, man. I'll be more than happy to help out.
First thing these guys will do is raise it up to 6-inch ride height, so watch out.
There you go.
That's what we got to do.
I hate
that's what our rule tells us to do.
Hey, appreciate it, Ron. Again, we appreciate you listening, and everybody in your crew, thank them guys for us, too.
No worries. Like I said, we'll make sure we get them shirts right out to you guys.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll understand if Gary's takes a while.
All right.
Thanks, Ron.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks,
right,
man.
All right, bye.
That was Mr. Ron Barker
from KayleeBarker.com, where you can go find out more about the Kaylee Barker race team and Ron and what all them guys are doing out there with the super late model, racing out there at the LBMS Bull Ring. Of course, you can catch them every other weekend just about throughout the year. They have another race the 28th, I believe. Not this weekend, but the weekend after super late models are racing again. You can go watch Kaylee Barker out there and her old crew, see the kind of progress they have going on. So, Gary's...
I'm going to check
you
this
check
because...
Okay.
I'm going to check on that 28th, because will they race the 28th and then come back on Thursday and race on the 3rd?
I'm not sure.
I'm
going to
check
that.
Okay.
Yeah, they've done that before.
Well, let's see.
Within four nights. Five races, they've done that for the 4th of July show because...
Yeah, we just had Ron on.
They
we should ask him.
They take that break after 4th of July. They don't come back until September.
Cool. We'll find out. I think Gary's the first place Gary's going to go is probably check the BomberNation.com website and see what they
have
there.
Thanks to Texas, but yes, I'm being told they do race the 28th, and then they come back
on the
third,
on the Thursday,
the night
of
fire,
which
is
the night of fire. It's a Thursday night race, so that week.
And then they take their break.
Yep, and then for that week, so set your calendars, keep them open, and a lot of racing that weekend out at LVMS, so should be a good night. They always have a packed house on that Thursday night race, for the July 3rd race, Night of Fire. So, cool deal. I'm looking forward to seeing
that. Yeah, we got it up
on
the front page of Bomber Nation, what's going on.
Yep, that's
Night
right.
Of Fire.
First place you want to go, the BomberNation.com website, and... click on the links. I know that's the first place I go when I go seeing what's happening around the local tracks around here. So,
yeah, got on this weekend. It's been a long time since I've been on, and there's some interesting statements up there on the message board.
Well,
one of them, which I agreed with Top 5.
Cool.
He had posted in 06 results. Car count, which was huge.
Some familiar names on there too. So it's fun to see some old names on the car count list like that.
Yeah. What are you trying to say, Mike?
Yeah.
Well,
what are you
saying,
Mike?
I think your name was your name on that.
I think
there was. I like to see you guys out there.
Picking on both of us, man.
Of course, go to the BomberNation.com website. Click on the message boards. You don't have to be just the bomber driver to post something. Go on there, see who's talking about you, or post something, if you had a good time or
hold
something
on
like
here.
That.
We're getting a call over here.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, guys. It's Mark Dahl from Pahrump.
Hey, Mark. What's happening?
Hey.
Oh, not too much. Just wanted to put a little shout-out for our meet and greet this weekend.
Yeah, we're up for it, man. Go ahead.
All right, cool. We're having a meet and greet for the drivers out here in Pahrump for our fans to come out and meet us. I'm trying to promote the track a little bit and promote it a little bit for the Jonathan Birch Memorial Race, and just trying to get a bunch of people to come out, hang out, meet the drivers, and come out and watch the race that night at 7 o'clock.
Can you tell us when the meet and greet is and where it's at?
The meet and greet will be in Pahrump on Highway 160 in a dirt lot between Tire Works and McDonald's from 12 o'clock noon till 4 p.m. And around 4 o'clock, the drivers are going to take off and probably head to the track. So after that, the tracks open up at gates open at 6, and racing starts at 7.
Cool deal. So the meet and greet, you're going to have a bunch of cars out there, drivers. Anybody can come out, bring their kids, and come meet all the drivers that are going to be racing out at the Pahrump Valley Speedway for the night.
Yep, come on. Yep, come on out and meet your famous drivers, your not so famous drivers, and make them famous.
There you go.
Hey, Mark, who do you got coming out for this so far?
I knew you guys were going to put me on the spot name-wise.
Of course, Mark. Just card numbers.
Hey, I bet Amber could answer that question with no thought and thinking about it.
Yeah, you know what? She probably could. She's got all that in her head. But as far as I know, of course, there's going to be me and Mike Johnson, my other coupe driver. Larry Shaw, hopefully he'll be out there, the other coupe driver. You guys and a couple of your friends. I know Dustin Chastain from Tonopah is trying to make it down here.
Excellent.
I believe Jason Pike's going to try. I know Dan Fitzgerald's going to be up in Utah racing, but he thanked me for the invite. So good luck, Dan, up there in Utah. I'm hoping Todd Nunley's going to come. Susan Smotherman will be there. Dylan Smotherman will be there. So far, I mean, I'm at a loss for names, but so far I think I got about between 15 and 20 guys going to show up. Guys hang
Excellent.
Out, sorry.
Excellent.
Hey, I understand JT's going to be there, huh?
Yeah, he's putting on his driving shoe and going to come out there and give the fans a show.
And what division is he in?
The
he's
new
gonna be racing,
tricycle division.
I think he's going to be racing Corey's Superstock.
Oh, okay.
That Beer 30 car, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Phew, our cars are spelled.
That should be quite interesting. I think the stands are really going to miss him for the announcing, but we're going to really love seeing him out on the track.
Who did? Any word on who's going to be announcing that night?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
All right. Well, maybe he's just going to miss the super, not announce the super stock race.
Well, that's possible too. I mean.
This
yeah. Stands are really going to miss him.
About,
he's a good announcer.
Hey, give JT a couple beers. He'll show up anywhere.
That's true. Good old JT. It's always beer
now,
30
Mark,
somewhere.
Yeah. So it's between 12 and 4 and off the 160 and should... Okay,
just to the left of the 372... across from the Nugget.
Across from the Nugget, just north of Highway 372.
Okay.
So I'm going to be putting a banner out there on Thursday. I'm having a banner printed up. So I'll put a banner out there on Thursday to let everybody see where it's going to be. And hopefully
Excellent.
We'll get some response.
Well, now cool. What brought all this about for you guys to want to do a meet and greet? Is this something that you've been thinking of for a while, or... What's the scoop on
Well,
that?
I'm buddies with Anthony Broadhead, and I know his dad, and I'm just trying to help promote the track. It's our track. I mean, I know it's Chad's track, but it's also our track, and if we don't get people in the stands and a bigger car count, I don't know how much longer we're going to have this track around, so I don't want that to happen.
No, definitely. You know, that's something that a lot of people should take to heart, that you guys have a track right in your backyard, somewhere for these guys to go out and run their cars. You know, if you got a car sitting around, bring it out, you know. Get with one of the other drivers or racers, see what it's going to take to get your car out there. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of help available to anybody that wants to get out in any division, whether it's mini stocks, mini mods, coupes, super stocks, bombers, any of those divisions. You know, get with one of the guys, get with Anthony Broadhead, Chad Broadhead, or yourself, I guess, Mark. You know, if anybody needs to find out what it takes to get out there, be a good chance to do it. And let's see some car counts and some people in the stands. That's very important
to
understand.
Great.
You know, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, what car are you driving?
I'll do anything I can help.
Now, what are you driving, Mark?
I drive the number 88 coupe, the black and red coupe.
The black and red coupe. All right. So
I like black and red.
Yeah. So do I.
So. Hey, that's good. You got any sponsors you want to throw out there while you're at it real quick that helps keep you on the track?
Yeah, I've got my sponsor. I've got two sponsors. My sponsor is Raj at Liquor and Tobacco Express on Highway 372. It's across from the new Pizza Hut. And I also have Lloydia over at the Furniture Warehouse. She owns Sin City Energy Drinks. She's my other sponsor. So we'll be giving out some T-shirts for the Sin City Energy Drinks and some free energy drinks at the races. and maybe a couple at the meet and greet if I can get some more. But I usually take what I can get from my sponsors to the races. Yeah, they help me out. They keep me racing, make it fun for me.
Cool deal. Everybody knows how important it is to have sponsors to help keep us out there. So if you're ever in Pahrump at all, visit the sponsors. And if you're ever out at Pahrump Rally Speedway, look at the cars, look at the billboards, you know, and see what sponsors are out there, you know, supporting these racers, and go visit these local businesses. They help keep the community, you know, alive. So
yeah, I got to say, Mark doesn't have to go to the finance department to get his shirts. He's got a sponsor out there.
We got to go through change to get our t-shirts.
Yeah. I do have a finance department. She's sitting right here next to me on the couch.
Got one. Of
I have to go through her before.
The only person I know that don't listen to the finance department is Gary Wyatt. He'll probably
That'll get you in trouble.
Too. Yeah, I have race cars. Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. You know, thanks for calling in. And do you know anything about the Jonathan Birch Memorial race coming up this weekend? Do you want to say anything about that, or do you know anything about that that you want to mention?
Yeah, I talked a couple times with his father, and just wanted to, you know, throw out a shout out for Jonathan Birch. We miss him. Putting on a nice little show this weekend for him and his family. Would like the stands to be filled and come out there and give the family their support for their loss.
All right. I appreciate you calling in, and you know, hopefully them stands by the end of the year will still continue to fill up. I noticed some great spectator counts out there in the last couple
of
races. So yeah, they've been really good, so we want to help keep that support going. So appreciate it, Mark. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you out there this weekend.
Thanks for calling in, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
take
Mark.
It easy. Bye.
These guys will be waiting for their t-shirts.
All right.
I hung up one.
All right, cool. That was Mark Dobb, number 88 coupe.
Okay. Second in points, yep. Runs
cool.
Beautiful car, beautiful coupe. Great driver, great guy.
Do you know if he has a passenger seat in his coupe?
Not anymore.
No, he did.
No, he did. Amber, his daughter, used to roll with him.
Oh, cool.
And due to insurance reasons, they can't run passengers anymore.
Is that on all of them?
Yeah, that's on all of them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, unfortunately, the insurance company found out, and they said no more, and it's quite unfortunate.
Let's see,
but no
more autograph sessions on the track. No more passengers in it. So it's good that they're holding a meet and greet off site, off property,
off
of the insurance.
And by the way, the drivers are putting this together, the track.
Okay, so this is
the
drivers.
Are doing it. Yes,
please go out there.
But the drivers are putting it together. Yes.
Good deal. So. You know, if you're going to be not doing anything, you want to go out to Pahrump, it's just over an hour over the hump to Pahrump, and go to this meet and greet and support the local tracks out here. You know, if you're not doing anything this weekend, or put it aside if you have something minor going on.
Mark came to us when we were having dinner last Saturday at the last. He approached us. I mean, there aren't too many people who usually approach me and Gary, but he happened to
be security and police.
They don't approach you for anything nice.
Security and police.
Mark came to us with this idea, you know, he'd like to put meet and greet together. And we were fortunate we had a spot and chose time. And, you know, it's for promotion. For the Jonathan Birch Memorial. And I look forward to doing it. You know, everybody out there, if you don't know what a modified Mini is, okay, you have Mini stocks, your basic four cylinders. Okay, whatever you can do to a Mini stock to modify it, motor, suspension, tires, you name it. Okay, if you've never seen a bunch of them run on a track, come down this Saturday, Pahrump Valley Speedway. They're going to come in from Reno. What, last year, Gary, we had one come in from Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
Came down to support, you know, the memorial race for Jonathan Birch. You know, come on down.
and check these little buggies out, man. These guys, this is all labor-intensive cars, and they are really, really fast and sharp-looking.
Cool deal. Can't wait. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be talking some more about the Pahrump Valley Speedway this weekend's race. So we'll see you right on the other side.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump. The place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
I'm Mike Brock from PinkMail.org, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
Yes, you are listening to OnWheelsNow.com, and of course, before the break, we were talking about some racing going on at Pahrump Valley Speedway, Jonathan Birch Memorial Race this weekend. You want to make it out to Pahrump Valley. If you want to find out more, go to PahrumpValleySpeedway.com. PahrumpValleySpeedway.com, new look this year, so check out the website. And look at their schedule. Just about every other week they have races going on throughout the summer all till the end of the year. So,
yep. Wow, you got that break out there at LVMS. Hey, come on out. Yep. We're racing. Bring those bombers, man.
Now,
come on out to Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Now, you guys have not missed a race in how many years now? It's been a while, huh? You guys have never missed too many races, maybe one or two in between for whatever different occasions.
The last one we missed was in September.
September, okay.
Yep. Yeah. But prior to that one, and that wasn't
so it takes...
We hadn't missed last year.
It takes a little effort to get out there, but, you need help from anybody. You can ask anybody out at the racetrack out there. There's a lot of guys out there that are willing to help, keep... help get you out there.
We've been away from the track once. We've missed one race.
Just way up.
Okay, where we weren't there at all. There's other races that we put other people in our cars.
But your cars were there.
Cars were there. We were there,
and the spirit of JC Motorsports was there.
but we had other people in our cars. Tim, our crew chief, did a heck of a job, and also who were talking about earlier, Kaylee
Barker.
So,
that's right.
We haven't missed too many. I went out with my back. I missed an entire year, but
that was a while. Another
18 races.
Now, let's say you're a fan or something. You decide to go out to this meet and greet, and then go to the race track out at Pahrump Valley this weekend. Mark said, but
noon to 4 is the meet and greet.
Right.
So what time do the races start out at Pahrump, and then what time can somebody get in the gates and all
the
that
gates,
kind of stuff?
The gates open at 6. Pit gates open at 4 o'clock. Spectator gates open at 6 o'clock. And racing starts at 7. So, you know, meet and greet, you only got 2 hours. Come on out to the track. Don't stop anywhere to eat. Hit the concessions at the track, man.
Right. Right, they're really good food there.
Barbecue.
They fresh, they cook the barbecue right
barbecue.
There. It's fresh.
Barbecue
okay.
burgers.
It isn't pre-cooked and shipped in.
Right.
Okay, ice cold beer and, I mean, a trough of ice. Okay. I mean, go see the beer girl, Cindy. She's usually
She'll
up there.
She'll take care of you,
She'll
right?
take care of you, boy. Just ask her to give you a Coors Light. And, of course, Johnny on the barbecue grill down there, man. Hamburgers, hot dogs, come check it out. So, you know, come to meet and greet, 12, in between 12 and 4, then get over to the track. Gates open at 6. It's only, if you want to get into the pits and hang out in the pits, that's only $25.
Exactly.
It's a $10 admission to the stands. $50 more, come hang out in our pits, man.
Yeah, exactly. If you've never seen what it's like behind the scenes, you're watching the guys work on their cars. What do they do with all this mud they get? They collect on the cars. How do they get it off? What are they doing with it? You know, go check it out.
You're more than the driver's meetings are not restricted.
And I believe
you're more than happy to stand in at the driver's meeting.
Right.
Okay, you can stand in, and we got a concessions back there too.
That's right.
So,
same thing. Barbecue.
So barbecue.
Fresh,
yep. Got a barbecue. So you don't have to go running up to the front. Maybe you want to bring the wife and kids. You know, maybe you don't. $25, you're in the back pits. Come on back there, and you're more than welcome to hang out with JC Motorsports.
And if you buy the pit pass, you're free to roam between the regular spectator side and the pit side.
Correct.
So, and I believe teens like 15, 16, maybe it's up to 15 or $15. They're a little less than $25, so I'm pretty sure you get a – I don't have to go by age, but I believe the pit – pass for a younger person is less than $25 also. But, try it.
You know, general admission, $10. Seniors, 55 plus is $8. Children 6 to 14 are 6. And children 5 and under are free.
And that's spectator
Spectator side.
Cool. Speaking of the announcing, I know we talked a little bit about that. Chad did ask me to announce, but I have to work, and I didn't want to commit because I don't know if I'm going to be done in time to announce for this weekend's race, unfortunately. So. Unfortunately.
Really?
I have a job. It's starting Thursday. No, it's up here, but it's start Thursday, Friday, and it may... Or may not get done in time on Saturday. So, and I didn't want to commit, not knowing if this job would go over or not. So, I said no.
Houston, we've had a problem. Houston, we have a problem, though.
Sorry, Chad.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And if it does change, I did let him know. As soon as I find out, I'll let him know.
Hey, Chad, I work on him getting his priorities straight here, pal.
Gary will work on him. I'm just going to tell him, Michael, you're fired.
Oh, man.
Obviously, his priorities are not in order, Chad.
Dang. Okay, so you want to be a prump this weekend for the Crump Valley Speedway Jonathan Birch Memorial Race? Support the meet and greet beforehand between 12 and 4, right off the I 160. That's the main road coming in. So if you're coming from Vegas, that is the I-60, or 160.
160.
Coming in and right across the street from the Crump Nugget.
Yep.
That's where the cars
just
are
past
be.
The McDonald's on the left.
Look for the race. Yeah, look for all the cars with numbers on the side.
And Mark said he's going to have a banner out there. So
look for the banner.
Yep.
Cool deal. And if you're sluggish and slow, go ask him
We'll be there until 4.
And ask him for a Sin City,
energy drink. Yes.
go ask Mark in the number 88 coupe where you can get a Sin City energy drink.
I could use a Sin City
you're
energy
need
drink
it.
Right now,
we
man.
Could, JJ could
I'm
use
hurting.
One right now. I wish
I'm
you had
hurting.
A Sin City energy drink right now.
I am hurting.
I missed
missed the old JJ from 3 weeks ago. I better say last week. I don't miss him.
It's not too often I'm under the weather. This is dragging on since friggin' Thursday night.
Oh, that sucks.
I just can't shake it. I don't know what it is. And, you know, hopefully I'll start feeling better here soon. So,
yeah, well, I hope you feel better soon.
Fouled up my entire weekend, all my plans. Yeah. You know, I had some people that I needed to see. That didn't happen. Wanted to get out with my father-in-law for Father's Day. That didn't happen.
Right.
Needed to get down to Pahrump. That didn't happen. And just needed work on the car with Gary and Tim. That didn't happen. And usually I don't feel like this. Something, I don't know. Hopefully I'll get over it soon. Don't know what it is.
Well, it probably doesn't help with Gary, like, really sticking it to you with this whole Kings thing. So you got to lay off JJ, okay? Yeah. We don't want to hear him.
No,
like,
because if it was the other way around, he wouldn't let up on me, pal. Believe me.
Oh, Michael, man. I'm glad you recognize the abuse that I take. Okay? Constant abuse.
And by the way, we're about 8 days into fixing that car once again. So.
Yep.
Now, you guys going to have all your cars ready for this weekend's race?
Well,
hopefully.
We're thinking, Tim and I are thinking we're on a downhill slope with repairing the last damage.
Okay.
So
that flows in from the previous damage.
Yes. So hopefully we will have, right this minute as we speak, no,
okay,
we're not going to. But
working on it.
You know, we're still,
okay,
what, 4 days away. So.
Yeah. Cool deal.
3 days away. No. So
good luck to you guys.
You know,
hope,
and
hope
for JJ, Thursday at midnight is cutoff date, if, cutoff time. If the car's not ready,
it might be Wednesday, the way I'm feeling.
For me, Friday at midnight is cutoff time.
Okay.
So if the car can't,
right,
if the car's not loaded and on the trailer by midnight, it's not going.
Right.
Well,
okay.
We're waiting on some more parts, waiting on couple new tires that were destroyed and a few other things. Hopefully they'll be coming in shortly.
So if you don't see it at the meet and greet, it's probably not coming to the show.
Yeah. And then there you go. We won't have time on Saturday to work on it because we've committed to being at this meet and greet, which is, you know,
it's just as important sometimes. I know you guys go out of your way with JC Motorsports and thebombernation.com to do these special events, such as the Touch a Truck event and these other special events you do. So it's important, even the meet and greet, to help promote the local tracks. You know, there's things you do to promote your team, and your team supports these tracks, and these tracks, you know, it all comes back around, and, you know, it's important to do that.
Yeah, got to give back to the community. The community gives a lot to us, like,
right,
you know, I mentioned before, and the sponsors that we need to keep going. You know, it's just something. We get so much from racing ourselves. You need to give things back to the community, to the racetrack.
Right.
You know, just by making appearances. We've done it before. We've done it in the past. And we'll continue to do that.
Definitely. You know, on that note, I do want to thank all our regular listeners for listening in and for supporting us and to bring in new listeners. You know, hey, she had important things to do, some PR work. You know, she's out there. Kaylee is with you. Oh, okay. She, you know, Kaylee's a busy person. You know, for her age, you got to give her props for what she does. You know, she's keeping up, you know, of course it's summer break now, but keeping up the grades, doing her volunteer works, you know, probably trying to do PR work to support, you know, her team, of course, her car to keep her racing. And for that age, man, I wish I had that kind of spunk back when I was 16.
Well, Gary feels he's, you know, going right by Kaylee, and, you know, I have a tendency to agree with him. We're going right to the financial department here on it.
We got to go over her head and his head.
Hey, speaking of, you know, fans, you know, I want to thank you again. And sponsors are always important. We want to make sure we get our sponsors out there. We want to make sure JC Motorsports gets a chance to get their sponsor names out there. You want to go ahead with that, JJ?
Yeah, just real quick. We love you, KB. Gary and I are just having fun with you, girl. That's all.
Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, you need something for your car. What does it cost to get in there? Bring your tool. You bring your tool.
$1.
It's a dollar.
It's a dollar. You pay a dollar at the gate. You go find whether it's Chevy or Buick or what majority that Nevada Pick Apart has out there, Fords, because Fords break down more. So
on that note,
on
that note, the Chevys are closest to the entrance, so that way them guys don't have to walk so far.
There's not as many Chevys because the Ford takes up the back the back 40. Acres back there. Bring your tools, Nevada Pick Apart, two locations, North Lamb and down here in Henderson. You need a part, bring your tools, $1. Go pull it off the car and then pay for it. Anthony, a cab out. It's summertime, so whatever you need for camping, camper shells, trailers, you pretty much name it. Camp Out has it. Go check out Anthony. He's up off of what? 15 in Cheyenne.
Yes.
15 in Cheyenne. Reliable Manor. Want to thank Mike at Reliable Manor. You have any printing that needs to be done, business cards, letterhead, banners, you name it. It's just not only banners, but he can put a whole portfolio of stuff together, especially if you're starting a new business. Phil and Jim at Pickup Radiator. Go check them out. They not only do radiators, but they can tune up your AC. That's a family-run and operated business down here in Henderson. You know, we can't stress enough, support those family businesses. D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick, thanks a lot for all that you guys do with our tires and tire equipment. And, of course, somebody who we are proud to be affiliated with, pinkmail.org. Check it out, man. Get on the website, pinkmail.org. I want to say thank you to Mike Brock and Sue Griffith for all that they do out there in the fight of cancer.
Now,
I need
to say one thing.
Yes.
Of course, we all know I don't like going backwards, but I need to say congratulations to Justin Kaiser for winning the Super Stock race this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
He did give Phil Goodwin a run for his money this weekend.
Nice.
I'm not taking nothing away from Phil Goodwin,
right.
So don't think I am. Phil Goodwin ran a hell of a race. Justin Kaiser, he came out on top, and they were doing some battle.
Cool.
And
I'm glad you rewound a little bit. Of course, you go to LVMS.com website, click on the bullring message, or excuse me, the bullring link, and see what's going on at the bullring. But I want to ask you, the modified race this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And did Mark Allison race this weekend?
Yes.
And
Mark Allison
did double duty.
Double duty.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to ask you about that before we got off the track.
Irwin, I believe.
Jason Irwin, yeah. Legends and Modified.
Yes, I believe he won both. He won the Legend and the... Yes. We got a caller here.
Okay.
Let's see who's calling. Hello?
Hello, it's Kaylee.
Oh, my God.
Who's this?
Who? These guys are going to give you a hard time. Hey, this is, just to let you know, that's not me.
That's all right.
They did see how nice your shirts looked on other people, though.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Hey, we already
found out from the department already said okay.
Oh, we got it cleared.
Did you go bat for us, Katie?
Oh, and here we thought we were going to have to go to Faraway, and meanwhile, Vicky was the one who we needed to speak to the whole time.
Yep.
Hey, Kaylee, I'm sorry, I didn't make it to the race this past weekend. How was it out there on the track? I know you were fighting with some issues, but what did you think of the race?
Well, I mean, in the short runs, in the first race, my car was really good, and I was able to pass people, but in the second race, I think we ran it all the way through, but I don't know. The car wasn't good, and I finished seventh, so I just couldn't even turn it anymore.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty good when seventh is not good enough. You know, I always think that's a good finish. But you know what? When you guys are really pushing for first place and you know you're consistent in the top five, seventh, you know, can be a struggle. So sorry to hear that, but it sounds like your team has some things figured out. So I'm going to be looking forward to seeing your next race out there on the 28th.
Oh, yeah. It should be good. Cars should be hooked up for that one.
Well, you just keep after it, girl. Keep on going, and don't look back. Give them all the information they need to give you the car that you need to bring to victory lane. We're all behind you here, girl. You just keep on going forward. Don't look behind you.
We can't wait to be, and we can't wait to be some more blue shirts in the stands for you.
Well, you'll get them on Saturday because we're coming out.
Or at least standing in the studio, and I'm one of the two.
No, that's cool. We do appreciate it, Kaylee. And of course, Gary's always giving everybody a hard time. So,
yeah, damn Gary.
Hey, Kaylee, you just keep pushing them black cars around, and you let them know that you're not there to play games with them. You're there to win a race.
Oh yeah, I don't want to play their games.
Yes.
Yeah, you play Kaylee's game. That's right.
That's right.
The game you're
That's it. You're the next Kaylee Barker. All there is to it.
Cool. Hey, Kaylee, do you want to mention your sponsors real quick?
Of course, Joe Ferre at Sigma Engineering, ExecuClean, Roger Seymour, all of his amazing pictures. And we're looking for more, as always. Been sending out a lot of sponsorship things lately.
That's right. And, of course, they can go to KayleeBarker.com, and you have a section on there where they can get your email address and send you a message? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool deal. Go to KayleeBarker.com and support this young, talented driver. You're going places, and we're glad to be here to watch you move up the ranks here and really giving these guys with all this experience a run for their money. It's really fun to watch.
Thank you.
Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Yep. That's all.
Exactly. So, cool deal. Hey, what was it like to run the twin? Is it hard for you to run two twins, two mains in one night, or do you like doing stuff like that?
I don't know. It was pretty easy because last year I did double duty. So, last year when we had double mains, I ran three mains in one night. So, it was pretty easy.
Right. I mean, it seems like, I guess it would be harder jumping from, let's say, a super stock, a whole different kind of car, and then jumping a super late model. So this time it's both in the super late model, so maybe it is easier because of that, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, is your dad your spotter also?
Yes.
What's it like to have your dad spotting? Is that something you're comfortable with, or do you have enough of that off the racetrack?
Hey, Kaylee, does he yell at you like he yelled at Lance Megan?
No, it's pretty good. No, he's good.
Cool. Yeah, you know, it's important to have that connection, you know, and I don't think you can get a better connection than a, you know, father, daughter, spotter team like that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool that you guys can really make that happen and have that work for you. So looking forward to some more races with you guys out there to watch you, you know, get up there. So appreciate it, Kaylee. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kaylee. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks,
thank
Kaylee.
You.
Don't let these guys get to you. Hey, appreciate it. Miss Kaylee Barker there. Thank you. Of course, you can go to KayleeBarker.com. Please go visit the website. Come out. You want to see some great asphalt racing. Support the super late models. You know, really, really good racing out there at the LVMS. You want to go to LVMS.com, look at their schedule, or go to thebombernation.com and click on the message boards, look at the schedules on there.
What I've seen, what I've heard, Tim Rector is doing a heck of a job out there, man.
Cool. Next race at LVMS, 28th. This weekend, Pahrump Valley Speedway. You're going to get dirt track racing in this weekend.
The Jonathan Birch Memorial
Special Race. Go to the meet and greet, 12 to 4, and the week after, you want to go see some asphalt racing out at LVMS. So join us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at OnWheelsNow.com, live as we are for you every Tuesday. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.